Hello and welcome to the mini story for lesson number 9 about the movie The Messenger Boy. First, listen to the story. Дарт Вейдер встретился с Оби-Ваном Кеноби. «Ну, здорово, учитель», — сказал Вейдер. «Ты здорово отделал меня в прошлый раз. Всю дорогу я тебя ненавидел, но ты старый и больной, поэтому я сильнее, чем ты».
«Совсем сдурел? Ты больной или пьяный?»
— ответил Оби-Ван. «Я не твой учитель. Я Дед Мороз. У меня Новый год на носу, а денег ни копейки».
That was an absolutely ridiculous story from the Star Wars, and now let's try to translate it.
Дарт Вейдер встретился с Оби-Ваном Кеноби.
Darth Vader met Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's the past tense, so встретился. He met him. Maybe yesterday, maybe last month, somewhere in the past. And don't forget that when it comes to cases, this name, Obi-Wan, has different endings. Like here,
с Оби-Ваном, or к Оби-Вану,
and so on. And then the next sentence.
Ну, здорово, учитель, сказал Вейдер.
Well, hello there, master, Vader said. This
ну
you meet almost in every dialogue, so again, it's just a conversational way to start the sentence. The word здорово is a greeting. Informal greeting that men use speaking to each other.
Здорово.
Pay attention to the stressing.
Здорово. And учитель
means master, teacher. In Russian,
учитель.
And the next sentence.
Ты здорово отделал меня в прошлый раз.
You beat me hard last time. You see,
здорово.
I put this word on purpose, so you don't confuse
здорово
as hello and
здорово,
meaning
хорошо, сильно.
This word emphasizes the verb.
Здорово отделал.
It's a slang for beating someone.
Отделать.
So we translate this sentence as you beat me hard last time.
В прошлый раз.
And the next sentence.
Всю дорогу я тебя ненавидел.
I hated you my whole life. This expression
всю дорогу
means during all his life, all life long. Literally, it means the whole road.
Всю дорогу я тебя ненавидел.
So it means for many years.
Всю дорогу.
Okay, the next one.
Но ты старый и больной, поэтому я сильнее, чем ты.
But now you're old and sick. So I'm stronger than you.
Старый, old, and больной,
sick, ill, weak. This is the literal meaning of this word, and in the next sentence we'll see the slang version. So Obi-Wan replies,
совсем сдурел. Ты больной или пьяный?
Are you completely mad? Are you crazy or drunk? Obi-Wan replied, So this phrase, are you completely mad? In Russian, it's совсем сдурел. So we have this verb, сдурить. You probably know the word fool in Russian. It's дурак, if it's a man, and дура, if it's a woman. So this is the same verb, сдурить, meaning acting crazy. It doesn't mean literal, like in a medical aspect, madness. It's just acting weird. And the next one, ты больной или пьяный? So пьяный is drunk, and this adjective, больной, doesn't mean sick or ill, it means crazy. Больной. Ты больной или пьяный? And then he explains, я не твой учитель. Я Дед Мороз. I'm not your master, I am Grandpa Frost. So Grandpa Frost is a Russian version of Santa Claus. It's our New Year wizard that brings presents to children. So apparently Darth Vader confused this guy with Obi-Wan. I know, it's absolutely ridiculous, but the more foolish the story is, the better it is for your brain, because vocabulary will go deeper with those silly associations. It is a proven fact, so you'll have to deal with it. So it's Дед Мороз. And then he says, у меня Новый год на носу, а денег ни копейки. I'm having a New Year's party soon, and I have no money at all. So we have this idiom, быть на носу. It means that something will happen very soon. Like here, it's New Year. Новый год на носу, meaning New Year is coming soon. And then this very interesting phrase, денег ни копейки, meaning that no money at all. Ни копейки, not a single копик. Not a ruble, not a dollar, not a копик. Ни копейки, zero, no money at all. So he can't organize a New Year's party. And that was the mini story. Now go to the questions and answers. See you there.